And he said unto them, is a candle brought to be put under a bushel or under a bed, and not to be set on a candlestick? For there is nothing hid which shall not be manifested, neither was anything kept secret, but that it should come abroad. If any man have ears to hear, let him hear. Let's pray. Father, we come before you tonight. Lord, I want to thank you for what you've already done here tonight. Lord, I want to thank you for, God, the good presence of the Lord in this place. I pray tonight, God, that you would help us now, Lord, to study your word and glean from it that which will help us to be better servants for you. And we'll give you glory for all you do. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, he has just finished talking about the parable of the sower. And at the end there of the parable of the sower, the last portion of it, verse number 20, he opens up for us what it means when the seed of the word of God is sowed on the good ground of the receptive, willing heart. He said, there's seed that's grown on good, that's sown on good ground, and the result of that is that it brings forth fruit. Now, that fruit is brought forth to varying degrees, some 60, some 100-fold, all that stuff. But the reality is, there's something that happens when the seed, that is the word of God, is planted in the good ground, that is the receptive heart, and something grows forth from that. That is a picture of salvation as a result of spreading the word. Romans chapter number 10 says, how shall they call upon him whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except to be sent? And so that same vein is here when Jesus is talking about what happens when somebody sows the word of God. And as a result of that, there is a tree that bears fruit that is grown from that seed. Are y'all with me? Say amen. And then he begins to speak about that salvation, that resulting action, that which comes from the seed of the word of God being planted on good ground, and he likens it to a candle. You know what a candle does? It puts forth light. Now, in our day, in the context of our culture, we would be more likely to say that a candle puts forth smell than that it does light. But the reality is, the reason why a candle was brought into invention and creation is so that it could provide light. And so I want to give you a few things right here on what I see in these verses. I wrote this down. I made myself a title, The Salvation Candle. The Salvation Candle. First of all, I want you to see the passion of the light. The reflection of salvation in us is pictured in this parable as a burning candle. Let me tell you some things about a burning candle. A burning candle is bright. It puts off a light. It puts off an energy force that is designed to allow you to see where you could not see. It's bright. It's hot. Have you ever held your hand over top of a burning candle for any amount of time? That flame is just like any other flame. It produces heat. It puts off a heat that sometimes can be somewhat offensive. It can be powerful. It can be overpowering. It's bright. It's hot. And it shines. Listen to this. A candle is designed to shine in darkness. Let me say it like this, church. If there were no darkness, there would be no need for the candle. Say, preacher, feels like it's an awful dark world we're living in. You're right. If there were no darkness in this world, there would be no need for the light of the Word of God, for the candle of the saved, blood-bought people of God. The main job of a candle, yeah, there's other things that a candle does. It looks nice. It's a nice decoration. It provides a nice scenery. It provides a nice odor, a sweet-smelling odor that comes forth from it. It does a lot of other things, but the main purpose of a candle is to produce light and to produce heat. And those two things are such a powerful picture of the level of passion that is supposed to be in the people of God when we have received that salvation from God. You're supposed to be light,
the Bible says, and salt. You're supposed to be powerful. You're supposed to shine in darkness. You're supposed to do your best work in the dark.
The passion of the light. Let me give you this. The purpose of the light.
This is interesting to me. Notice that he does not give a purpose for the candle, but he gives us a lot of things that it's not for. You know what you can glean from finding out what something's not for? That if you listen real close, that'll tell you what it is for. Notice what he says it's not for. It's not for being put under a bushel. It's not for being hidden under a bed.
It's not to be hidden under something that is going to block out its light.
So that tells me that the purpose of the light is to be seen.
You know what a Christian is on earth for? To be seen.
To produce a light that is visible.
There was a time not that long ago when it was a very popular thing in the modern church world to talk about things like Christian camouflage, how we could blend in with the world so as to try to infiltrate it. Look up in here. The Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. All things have become new.
You're not supposed to look like the world. You're not supposed to sound like the world. You're not supposed to act like the world. You're not supposed to be like the world. The world is supposed to look at you and say, hey, that's something different than what I've got.
That's right.
All I see around me is darkness, and all of a sudden this thing showed up, and now things are becoming clear. You know what a light in darkness will do? It'll reveal things indiscriminately. A light in the darkness will reveal things that you want to see and things that you don't want to see. It'll reveal things that you don't want to confront. It'll reveal issues that you didn't want to deal with. That light in the darkness went when David said in Psalm 32, search me, O God. I said right, wrong twice. Psalm 139, search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. See if there be any wicked way in me. He was saying, God, shine a light on the darkness of my heart and my soul and show me the stuff I don't want to see. Because I ain't going to confront it no other way.
The purpose of the light, the purpose of the candle, is to be seen. It's to be used.
You know what you exist for? To be used. You are a tool in the hand of God. And you are either a useful tool or you're not. You go into my shop right now, And there's all kind of different tools in there, all kind of crazy stuff that I've accumulated over the years. And you know, it's funny because you can tell what gets used and what don't. I mean, I'm thinking right now, I'm just picturing in my mind walking in there and hanging right on the side of my big tool bench is a tool belt. Like you put nails and you hammer and you tape measure and all that for carpenter work. And right now, I just about guarantee you, sure as I'm standing here right now, there's a bird nest in one of them pouches right now. You know why? Because I don't use that. Because every time I try to do carpenter work, I end up tearing something up. So I've retired the tool belt. Now, you say, what are you getting at? Some of us Christians are kind of like that old tool belt. They come a time a long time ago when God looked at us and said, you know, every time I try to do something through you, you find a way to mess it up. Every time I try to work with you, you oppose what I'm trying to do. And at some point, I think a lot of us is like, God just hung us up on the side of the tool bench and said, you know, maybe one day you'll become useful again. Like that candle hidden under a bed. We've got all the right stuff to do the job, but we ain't doing the job. The purpose of the candle is to be seen, it's to be used, it's to be recognized. He said, why would you light a candle just to hide it? I got to thinking about that, pondering on that, and I tried to put it in terms that we could understand. In a question that's come through my mind hundreds of times, probably, I guess, over the years, and it's this: what's the point of getting saved just to hide out from it? What's the point of getting right with God if you just said all you're ever going to do with that is just hide from it? What's the point of getting born again if your whole life's going to consist of you pretending like you didn't?
The passion of the light, the purpose of the light.
The light has a purpose, y'all. Christian, you have a purpose. Whether you realize it or not, you are a divinely devised, purposeful being. The Bible says that He created us unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them.
Before you were ever born, before your great, 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 great grandmama and granddaddy was ever born, God had not only recognized the fact that you were going to exist, but He had taken and made a plan based on what your usefulness to Him was, and devised that plan in a way that would benefit you the most and Him the most. But if we hide what God's given us, it don't do no good. So many of us. I'm
gonna move to the next point in a minute, but I just think about how many people I've met in my life, and I've been this person plenty of times before, who were like that lit candle. But here's how it is: we walk into our workplace, and real quick, before anybody sees it, we walk into our school, and real quick, let me cover that up before anybody sees it. We walk into, sometimes it's at home. We're so scared to be vulnerable. We walk into our home, and man, let me cover that light up. I don't want nobody to get offended at me.
I'm going to just put it to you like this. I don't think you ought to wake up in the morning hoping people get offended at you. But I think if you're going to serve God, you better get comfortable with it.
Amen. I think if you're going to do anything for the Lord, I think if you're going to be a shining light for God, you better get comfortable with people being offended with you.
Listen, I'm not saying that should be our aim. I don't believe that's so. I don't believe it should be our desire ever. But I'm going to tell you this right here. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. The passion of the light, the purpose of the light. Then I want you to see the power of the light. The thing about a candle is, it can only be hidden for so long. God really showed me something right here. This is a short sermon, but I think this will help you if you get it. That candle can only be hidden under something for so long, and one of two things is going to happen.
Either the candle is going to be snuffed out, or the fire from the candle is going to consume the thing that's covering it up.
You can put a candle under a bushel, but only for so long before either the flame goes out or the flame consumes the thing that is hiding the flame away. And listen, you can hide the light of the Lord in your life for only so long. You can let other things pile up on top of it for only so long before it starts to shine through. And God help you. Listen, if it doesn't ever shine through, it might just be that the day comes that God snuffs that light out. The Bible says this. That you say, preacher, are you saying that you can end up unsaved? That's not what I'm saying. But I tell you what my Bible says in 1 John. The Bible says there is a sin unto death. And I'm telling you right now, God will take you out of here.
If you insist on hiding that light, the day may come where God just puts it out.
And if not, I tell you what will happen to you. I tell you what will happen to you if you ain't real careful. You start trying to hide that light under your bed.
God help, that's such a, man, what an illustration for modern day America. I mean, I don't want to get graphic right here. I want to be real careful what I'm saying. I'm dead serious right now, but what an illustration for modern day America. They ain't nowhere that we hide our light more than in the bedroom. Amen?
Yep.
Say, preacher, that's across the line. No, that's right on the money. Look around you. I tell you what, you can only hide that light under the bed so much. And listen, I tell you what will happen. That next thing you know, that flame will start coming out. And that thing that's keeping you from showing your light off, you might just find that it becomes consumed. I think about Joab, Absalom reached out to Joab, the son of David. Absalom reached out to Joab to try to get him to go to his father David and help him to make amends. And he sent a servant to Joab, and the Bible says he would not come. Absalom sent a servant to Joab, and he said, Hey, Absalom needs to talk to you. I need your help with something. And the Bible says he would not come. The servant came back and told Absalom, Joab will not come. Here's what Absalom said. He said, look out and see the barley field that belongeth to Joab. Set it on fire. And the Bible says that when Joab's field was burned, then he came. There was nothing stopping him from coming to Absalom then. I tell you what, you better be real careful. You better be real careful what you use to hide your light. Because the thing that's between you and God, God may just move it out of the way.
The power of the light, if your desire is to hide it, it will eventually overcome what you're using to hide it.
Here's what I want to say tonight. We've done hid the candle too long. Say, why is our country in the shape it's in? Because we got all our candles hid up under a bushel.
Yeah.
The country's not in the shape it's in because of the liberals. The country's in the shape it's in because of the church.
Yeah.
The world's not where it's at because of the communists. The world's where it's at because of the church. Or should I say the lack thereof. Because we've got our light hid up under a bushel. Listen to this. I'm fixing to quit. Listen to this.
Listen to what he says. Is a candle brought to be put under a bushel or under a bed and not to be, listen to this word, set
on a candlestick? You know what a candlestick is? It's an implement of presentation. It's a lifted up thing. You know what it does? It separates the candle from everything that's not the candle. The candlestick is there to aid in the operation of the candle. So what do we need to do tonight? We need to get set back in the right place.
We just need to get set back right so that God can use us the way we were intended to be used.